Preparations are continuing for Pope Benedict XVI's apostolic visit in Lebanon, which is just 6 weeks away. The Holy Father will travel to the country from September 14th through the 16th and deliver the post-synodal apostolic exhortation for the Middle East Synod. The Archbishop of Beirut, Paul Boulos Matar, spoke to Alessandro Gisotti about the work being done.
All the Lebanese, Christian and Muslim, are happy to receive the Holy Father, and they are preparing themselves for this great event. They love the Holy Father. They remember the last visit of John Paul II. It was a success. And now they are happy to receive the Pope because they need him to confirm them in the hope of peace for not only for Lebanon, but for all the region. And the second hand, everybody here are anxious about what's happening in the Middle East. And they would like to be confirmed in their hope that some solution will be found for this. And the Holy Father is a key man to give this hope, not only for the Lebanese, but for all the Middle Eastern people.
How your diocese is preparing for this visit?
Yes, it's many levels, material preparing and moral and psychological preparing. In the government, everybody is trying to keep the country quiet and to prepare an atmosphere of reconciliation of brotherhood, in order to receive the Pope as a united people. It's an effort made by the government and by many forces. On the second hand, we are preparing the people by a campaign of television, and we'll start maybe at the end, the beginning of October, of August for that, to prepare them about every event that they will live. The signature of the Exhortatio Apostolique and the Mass in Beirut, I think we are in a good way.
And finally, as you have said, this visit is an important sign of peace and dialogue for all the Middle East.
Because we are waiting for the Pope, what he's going to tell us about the future, about the friendship with the Muslim people, about the peace in the Middle East. We are waiting for the message of the Pope.
And what's your hope on this front? How this message will be received by Christians and Muslims and all the people of the Middle East?
We are sure they are ready to receive the message. The most of our people are not fundamentalists. The people, they are peace lovers. And I think the message of the Pope will confirm that.